Things that once seemed impossible often become commonplace with the passing of time. There are people predicting that this will happen with space tourism in the next decade or two. Some are even investing in and developing space tourism technology, believing that space tourism will be the next big thing. They imagine a future in which space travel will have become a reality for millions of ordinary people. At the moment, space tourism is only a possibility for the incredibly wealthy. In 2001, American multimillionaire Dennis Tito paid $20 million to become the first space tourist. After 8 months of rigorous training, Tito traveled aboard a Russian capsule that was launched by an American company called Space Adventures. He then spent 7 days aboard the International Space Station. Since then, a number of other millionaire space tourists of different nationalities have gone into space. Although up to now only very wealthy people have had the opportunity to be space tourists, many see this as the beginning of what will eventually become a lucrative new industry. There are several companies that have already invested millions of dollars in developing new, reusable launch vehicles. Their goal is to lower launch costs enough to make it possible for the average person to buy a ticket to space. The Japanese Rocket Society, for example, has set a target price of 1 million yen, about $10,000.